Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan to be NDA's candidate for upcoming vice presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes strong push for vocal for local, urging people to trust and buy products made in India. Inaugurates major national highway projects in the national capital region. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar says Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty, asserts all political parties are equal before it. Several European leaders to join President Volodymyr Zelensky for his meeting with US President Donald Trump at White House tomorrow over Russia-Ukraine conflict. And in badminton, India's Devika Sehwag clinches the women's singles title at Malaysia International Challenge in Ipoh. And now the news in detail. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the National Democratic Alliance's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi this evening. He said all constituent parties of the National Democratic Alliance NDA supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सभी के साथ चर्चा हुई सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री सी पी राधाकृष्णन जी चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे
Mr. Nadda further said that the BJP aims to coordinate with all parties to ensure the vice presidential election is held with consensus. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other parliamentary board, attended the meeting. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi. He said connectivity across the national capital region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2.
दिल्ली को बेहतरीन शहर बनाने का जो बीड़ा हमने उठाया है वो निरंतर जारी है द्वारका एक्सप्रेस वे हो या फिर अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड दोनों सड़कें शानदार बनी है अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड की एक और विशेषता है कि दिल्ली को कूड़े के पहाड़ों से भी मुक्त करने में मदद कर रही है
The Prime Minister said the nation must take inspiration from Shri Krishna, who is Chakradhari Mohan, to make India stronger and must follow the path of Mahatma Gandhi, who is Charkhadhari Mohan, to make India self-reliant. Mr. Modi stated that for his government, reforms means the expansion of good governance. He said the next generation GST reforms are set to bring double benefits for the citizens across the country.
जीएसटी में नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म होने जा रहा है इस दिवाली जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से डबल बोनस देशवासियों को मिलने वाला है हमने इसका पूरा प्रारूप राज्यों को भेज दिया है मैं आशा करता हूं कि सभी राज्य भारत सरकार के इस इनिशिएटिव को सहयोग करेंगे जल्द से जल्द इस प्रक्रिया को पूरा करेंगे ताकि ये दिवाली और ज्यादा शानदार बन सके हमारा प्रयास जीएसटी को और आसान बनाने और टैक्स दरों को रिवाइज करने का है
The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty.
कानून के अनुरूप हर राजनीतिक दल का जन्म चुनाव आयोग में रजिस्ट्रेशन से ही होता है चुनाव आयोग उन्हीं राजनीतिक दलों में भेदभाव कैसे कर सकता है चुनाव आयोग के लिए न तो कोई विपक्ष है न तो कोई पक्ष है सब समकक्ष हैं चाहे किसी भी राजनीतिक दल का कोई भी हो चुनाव आयोग अपने संवैधानिक कर्तव्य से पीछे नहीं हटेगा।
Mr. Kumar said some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations.
Lok Sabha ke chunav ki prakriya mein 1 crore se bhi adhik karmchari, 10 lakh se bhi adhik booth level agents, 20 lakh se bhi adhik pratyashiyon ke polling agents chunav ke liye karya karte hain. Itne sare logon ke samaksh इतनी पारदर्शी प्रक्रिया में क्या कोई भी मतदाता वोट की चोरी कर सकता है? कुछ मतदाताओं द्वारा दोहरे मतदान के आरोप लगाए गए, सबूत मांगने पर जवाब नहीं मिला। ऐसे मिथ्या आरोपों से न तो चुनाव आयोग डरता है और न ही कोई मतदाता।
The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in the electoral roll. He said the Special Intensive Revision SIR was started from Bihar and a draft of the electoral roll has been prepared. Mr. Kumar added that all the voters and political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time.
यह एक गंभीर चिंता का विषय है कि राजनीतिक दलों के जिला अध्यक्षों और उनके द्वारा नामित बीएलएस के ये सत्यापित टेस्टिमोनियल्स, उनकी आवाज उनके स्वयं के राज्य स्तर के या राष्ट्रीय स्तर के नेताओं तक या तो पहुंच नहीं पा रही है और या फिर जमीनी सच को नजरअंदाज करते हुए भ्रम फैलाने की कोशिश की जा रही है। सत्य तो यह है, सभी स्टेक होल्डर्स बिहार के एसआईआर को पूर्ण रूप से सफल बनाने के लिए कटिबद्ध हैं। जब बिहार के 7 करोड़ से भी अधिक मतदाता चुनाव आयोग के साथ खड़े हैं, तो न तो चुनाव आयोग की साख पर कोई प्रश्न चिन्ह खड़ा हो सकता है और न ही मतदाताओं की साख पर।
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today called upon students to achieve self-reliance for fulfilling the vision of Samriddh Bharat by 2047. The minister said this while interacting with the students and faculty of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, at its premises. He assured them that the government firmly supports the nation innovators and researchers for shaping a brighter future for the coming generation and establishing India as a global hub of solutions. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloud burst and flash flood in Kathua district in the early hours this morning. The calamity struck Jod Ghati village of Rajbagh and Jangalote amid heavy overnight rains in the district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on the cloud burst incident in Kathua and assured all support from the centre. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "The civilian administration, military and paramilitary forces have swung into action to carry out rescue and relief operations in Kathua." Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has announced ex gratia from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. The financial assistance includes 2 lakh rupees to the families of each deceased and 1 lakh for those severely injured, while 50,000 rupees for those with minor injuries. Meanwhile, the search operation continues to trace those missing in the cloud burst in remote Chisoti village of Kishtwar district for the 4th consecutive day today. So far, 50 bodies have been identified and handed over to the next of the kin after completion of the legal formalities. Cloud burst struck Chisoti, the last motorable village en route to the Machel Mata temple on Thursday, claiming lives of 60 people. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Several European leaders have confirmed that they will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a meeting at the White House tomorrow. President Zelensky is heading to Washington for talks with US President Donald Trump on Russia-Ukraine conflict. European leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Finnish President Alexander Stubb, have confirmed their attendance. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni are also expected to join the meeting. The decision to join the meeting in the United States comes following a video call of European allies led by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who praised US President Trump's role in advancing peace talks with Russia during their summit meeting in Alaska. In Sudan, at least 31 people were killed in an attack by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, on the Abu Shouk displacement camp in El Fasher in Western Region. 13 others were injured in the assault, which involved artillery shelling. El Fasher, the last major city in Darfur, not under RSF control, has been under the siege since May 2024 as part of the ongoing conflict between Sudan's armed forces and the RSF. India and Nepal have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who reached Nepal this morning on a two-day official visit, held a series of high-level meetings in Kathmandu. Foreign Secretary called on Nepal's President Ramachandra Podil and discussed matters related to enhancement of bilateral cooperation and strengthening historic ties. He also called on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and met Foreign Minister of Nepal Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba and discussed matters of mutual interest and key bilateral issues. In Bhutani Lakanta, Mr. Misri also met Nepali Congress Chairperson Sher Bahadur Deoba. Later in the day, the Indian Foreign Secretary held delegation-level talks with its Nepali counterpart, Amrit Bahadur Rai. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of special representative talks on the India-China boundary question with India's special representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. And on to sports now. Indian shuttler Devika Sehwag clinched the women's singles event at the Malaysia International Challenge 2025 in Ipoh today. With the win, Devika claimed her first international challenge title. The 20-year-old defeated 5th-seeded compatriot Isha Rani Barua 15-7, 15-12 in the final. The tournament was being played under the BWF's experimental 3x15 scoring format, where games are played to 15 points instead of the usual 21. The victory adds to Sehwag's successful 2024 season, where she also won titles at the Swedish Open and Portugal International at the international series level. And in Durand Cup football, East Bengal FC were leading by 2-1 against Mohun Bagan Supergiant when reports last came in the quarterfinal match in Kolkata. Earlier, Diamond Harbour FC entered the semi-finals, defeating Jamshedpur FC by 2-0 in the quarterfinal in Jamshedpur. Mohun Bagan are aiming for their 18th Durand Cup title, while East Bengal seeks to win their 17th. The Durand Cup is Asia's oldest football tournament. In the Cincinnati Open tennis, top seed Yannick Sinner has set up summit clash with arch-rival second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles. Spaniard Alcaraz reached his seventh consecutive tour-level final by defeating an injured Germany's Alexander Zverev 6-4, 6-3. Earlier, defending champion Sinner of Italy beat world number 136 Terence Atmane of France 7-6, 6-2 to reach his eighth ATP Masters 1000 final. Sinner and Alcaraz had faced each other in the finals of Wimbledon 2025. At 22, Alcaraz becomes the third youngest player to reach 9 Masters 1000 finals, joining Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today unveiled the logo, mascot and trophy of the 12th Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship at the Chief Minister's Secretariat in Patna. Bihar is hosting the tournament for the first time and it is scheduled to take place between 29th of this month and the 7th of September at the Rajgir International Stadium in Rajgir. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan to be NDA's candidate for upcoming vice presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes strong push for Vocal for Local, urging people to trust and buy products made in India, inaugurates major national highway projects in the National Capital Region. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar says Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty, asserts all political parties are equal before it. Several European leaders to join President Volodymyr Zelensky for his meeting with US President Donald Trump at White House tomorrow over Russia-Ukraine conflict. And in badminton, India's Devika Sehwag clinches the women's singles title at Malaysia International Challenge in Ipoh. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.